You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Suffering is everywhere. I guess you could say suffering is universal.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, our Father, take our sins and cover them with your mercy, your grace, your forgiveness, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Shape our lives with your kindly hand, helping us to grow in love, even through the experience of suffering. Let your glory be revealed in us, even as it was revealed to the whole world, in the suffering of your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. People do suffer. They suffer all kinds of things. Some suffer alone, while others suffer with their whole family, their whole community, their whole country. Some suffer physical ills, and others suffer in heart and spirit. Some suffer because of what has happened to them, and others suffer because of what has happened to others. Suffering is everywhere. I guess you could say, suffering is universal. You could be suffering yourself right now in some way or another. That wouldn't exactly surprise me. I've seen a lot of suffering and have talked to a lot of people who are suffering. Suffering people write to me all the time, and I always answer them because I know how they feel. I try to answer them as St. Peter answered people who talked to him about suffering. He said, "Beloved, my dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful test you are suffering, as though something unusual were happening to you. Rather, be glad that you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may be full of joy when his glory is revealed. Happy are you if you are insulted because you are Christ's followers. That means that the glorious Spirit, the Spirit of God, is resting upon you. If any of you suffers, it must not be because he is a murderer or a thief or a criminal or meddles in other people's affairs. However, if you suffer because you are a Christian, don't be ashamed of it, but thank God that you bear Christ's name. For some reason or other, people are always surprised at suffering. They are not really surprised that other people have to suffer, but they're mightily surprised when they themselves have to suffer. Often this is especially true when people have lived pious lives. They've recognized God and even served him. All of a sudden, they suffer, and the question wells up within them, why me? St. Peter tells us that the question really ought to be, why not me? Suffering can be caused by human sin. There are times when people can trace their suffering directly to something they have done or failed to do, some willful or wayward transgression of the law of God. It can happen that suffering will result also from the sins of others. Sometimes you can actually see the cause that produced this effect. Human negligence may cause more suffering than human malice. All of that is sin because it's contrary to the will of God. Ignorance here is no excuse. What is more, all of us are human and we're all part of the human climate, which is not goodness and virtue. but ignorance of God and even defiance of God. In that human climate, which is really hostile to God, sin does its work and suffering is the result. God punishes sins, the things people do to bring suffering on themselves. He also punishes sin, the climate of disobedience into which all of us were born and in which all of us have to live. God is on top of things, as his law declares. He's a God jealous of his own honor and justice, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, even to the third and fourth generation of those that hate him, but showing mercy to thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. The answer of God to human sin is mercy. It's not removal of our humanity, but mercy upon our humanity. That mercy of God you see in Jesus Christ. God's own great disclosure of his own heart toward people who bring suffering on themselves, or who are made to suffer because of the human climate in which all of us live out our lives. Mercy is... But mercy upon our humanity. That mercy of God you see in Jesus Christ. God's own great disclosure of his own heart toward people who bring suffering on themselves, or who are made to suffer because of the human climate in which all of us live out our lives. Mercy is love. It is love undeserved. It is what the Bible calls grace. The grace of God goes to the heart of things. To such an extent did God love the world and everyone in it, that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but by the mercy of God have eternal life. The living mercy of God is to be found in the living Christ, God's Son. So profound is the mercy of God that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. It's a great mystery, the mystery of godliness. God made manifest in the flesh of his Son, Jesus Christ, even to death on a cross. We ought to be able to understand the difficulty of forgiveness when we find it so hard to forgive ourselves. Forgiveness does not come easily, and it didn't come easily to God. The forgiveness of God is rooted in the death of his own Son, his well-beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He suffered for us once, said St. Peter in this letter, to bring us to God. His suffering is the mysterious will of God, with healing and health for everyone, amid the suffering which is universal. The very first word of this text is, beloved, my dear friends. This is a basic fact of life for everyone who knows God in his Son, Jesus Christ. Every morning when you awake, there's good news. The good news is that God loves you. He loves you personally. He loves you intensely. No matter what happens to you, he loves you as he loves his Son, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for you as a sweet-smelling sacrifice to God. Even when they know God, people are still surprised by suffering and ask, why me? That's what these new Christians were asking who had come to know God in Jesus Christ. They were wondering how it could happen that suffering would come their way when they were being told constantly by the apostles of Christ that God loves them. They were suffering mistreatment and worse for no other reason than that they were believers in Jesus Christ and were witnessing to their faith in him. For that, they were hated and suffered all kinds of discrimination. Some were beaten, others imprisoned, and still others put to death. The first 300 years of the Christian era were years of persecution, open persecution for being a Christian. St. Peter knew all about persecution himself. Like the Lord, he knew what people were going through. My dear friends, he wrote, do not be surprised at the fiery trial, the painful test you are suffering, as though something unusual were happening to you. Rather be glad that you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may be full of joy when his glory is revealed. The apostles of Christ never forgot that Christ himself suffered. They had seen him suffer on various occasions, And especially that day when he died on a cross. They knew all about his suffering. And they understood now what he meant when he said, the disciple is not above his master. One of my friends, who is the pastor of a Christian congregation, tells me that of a Sunday morning in the service of worship to God, he asks people to put down on paper any special problems or burdens which they want to have brought to God in prayer during that service. Almost everybody has something. Probably you do too. Some people talk a great deal about their problems. Others keep their problems to themselves. Some suffer more than others. In the 9th chapter of the Gospel of John, we are told about a blind man who was brought to Jesus. The Lord's own disciples asked, "Who sinned, this man or his parents?" Jesus told them they were wrong on both counts. We are not to judge why some people suffer more than others. One thing we know, everybody suffers, and everybody has problems, struggles, and troubles. St. Peter's talking to you and me, my dear friends, he says. Do not be surprised at the painful test you are suffering, as though something unusual were happening to you. Be glad that you can share in the sufferings of Christ. God has not promised that anyone will be exempt from the painful experiences of life. Others have their aches and their hurts. Why not you? Why not me? God does not want his children to suffer any more than a mother wants her child to suffer. She does not tell her little girl to put her hand on the hot stove in order to find out what will happen. But when the child accidentally does that, no one feels worse than the mother. In all that pain of hers, she may very well use some sharp words to her child, but her purpose is that it should not happen again, and that the child should not suffer again. If we were robots instead of human beings, this would probably not be true. But we are human, created by God to make our own decisions. Furthermore, we have to live not only with our own decisions, but also with decisions that have been made by other people. Even our good decisions are not altogether good. Even the noblest acts are tainted by selfishness, which is characteristic of our humanity. Even the best people have some of the worst in them. No one is perfect, and everyone needs forgiveness. For human beings, that's hard to take, but there it is. Suffering is the experience of everyone, including the people of God. Foreign as it is to the nature of God to want to cause people suffering, still he uses suffering to educate people and bring them to greater maturity in their understanding of life. I wish I could tell you how people grow through suffering, but I can't really tell you. You have to experience that for yourself. The only question is whether you know God and can grow through your suffering. People who know God can grow through suffering. Others are shriveled up by suffering and become bitter. Instead of growing in spirit, they become spiritual dwarfs. St. Peter told people who know God and believe in him because they know Jesus Christ to quit asking the question, "Why me?" in favor of that other question, "Why not me?" I know parents who would rather suffer themselves than to see suffering in their children. They love their children. And out of that love comes this question, "Why not me?" God loves you, my friend, my dear friend, and he knows about your suffering. He sent his son to suffer and die just for you, as if you were the only one in the whole world. Put your confidence in God and grow in your suffering. Do not be surprised that you suffer. Rather, be glad that you are sharing Christ's sufferings so that you may be full of joy when his glory is revealed. That's faith. Not sight as yet. Someday it will be sight, but now it's faith. One day the glory of Christ will be revealed. That makes all the difference in the world, right now. It puts everything in perspective, including the suffering that you must endure, right now. Some of the worst suffering people endure is not physical at all. There is real suffering in being disregarded, ignored, unloved, and left to live alone as though nobody cared. It's being persecuted for what you believe, maybe, as many people are in various parts of the world, without any sign that the situation will ever change. In this century alone, there have been millions of people who have lived in the light of faith that one day the glory of Christ is going to be revealed. In all their sufferings, they were still full of joy, which could hardly be explained except by that faith they had that the glory of Christ will be revealed. Recently, I was talking to a woman whose husband was stricken with cancer. She told me how her husband suffered from that cancer and eventually died. She also told me how she visited her husband almost every day. They sang songs together in that hospital room. They were not all religious songs, although many of them were. Sometimes they sang songs from Sound of Music or something like that. But they sang together, quietly. And people who came into the room, doctors and nurses, were simply amazed. Instead of being depressed, this couple who had lived together with all kinds of hopes were singing songs together. I guess they had something of what St. Peter was talking about. Happy are you if you suffer, because you are Christ's followers. This means that the glorious Spirit, the Spirit of God, is resting upon you. If any of you suffers, it must not be as a murderer or a thief or a criminal or someone who meddles in other people's affairs. However, if you suffer as a Christian, don't be ashamed of it, but thank God that you bear Christ's name. There is a beauty here of knowing that God is not picking on you. He doesn't do things like that. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you, and his Son, Jesus Christ, lives for you. You are forgiven, and you have life from the hand of God. You can bear Christ's name. There's a beauty in all of that. People can grow through their problems and their pains. You can grow with faith in Jesus Christ, that his grace is real and his glory will be revealed. His grace is revealed in the faith of his people, and his glory is revealed in their suffering. There are some do's and don'ts for God's people, as there are for all people. Don't be a murderer. Don't be a thief. Don't engage in criminal activities. Don't meddle in other people's affairs which are none of your business. All of that still holds good. But there's something else, something great. It is the grace of God and the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. There is suffering to be endured with grace and glory. That's a mark of a true follower of Jesus Christ. It is also a powerful witness to a world full of suffering. If you suffer as a Christian, don't be ashamed of it. Ask not, why me? But rather, why not me? Here, Lord, I'm yours because you are mine. I will go your way. Why not take me, Lord? Why not shape me, Lord? Why not me? Taking suffering in stride, without surprise. Glad to share, in a way, the sufferings of Christ. Happy over being a follower of Christ. With Christ in your heart, and sure that his glory will be revealed. Be not ashamed of suffering, but thank God that you can bear Christ's name. Amen.